May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if you would just close your eyes for a few moments and let your imagination take you to the place I'm going to describe. Imagine you are in a place of war and terror. Syria, maybe. Mosul in Iraq. Or Afghanistan. You can hear guns and bombs and shouting. You can see the haze of smoke and dust through your shattered window as you cower in your home, trying to hide your children from the horror outside and hoping, even praying, that that horror will not touch you or your family. Would these words be your prayer? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Well, I'm not sure they would be the first words in my mind. To be honest, I'm not sure they have ever been my first thought when I have been afraid. But from what we have seen so far in our exploration of the Psalms, it seems to have been how David regularly responded in times of danger. Such was his understanding of his relationship with the Lord. Psalm 27 is a song for when we are afraid. It gives us a guidance for how to meet fear in our lives. And it is worth, I think, memorizing at least parts of it if you don't think you can memorize it all. So let's just have a little look at it today. I'm going to break it down into three sections. Firstly, verses 1-6. In these verses, David seems to be talking to himself, reminding himself that God is his light, his salvation, his stronghold, his safe place, his hiding place. It begins with that statement of great confidence, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Light is always in the Bible the antidote to darkness, be it the darkness of sin or the darkness, as in this case, of fear. Light is the overwhelming description of God's glory and his presence. And for Christians today, Jesus is the light of the world. At his transfiguration, which I just read about in the New Testament, Jesus becomes full of dazzling light as he prayed on the mountain and met with Moses and Elijah. And it is in the light of his life and death and resurrection that we have life and safety and hope in an unsure world today. David is also reminding himself of the one thing we need to hold on to when we are afraid. And it may seem a strange thing, really, but it's to dwell in the house of the Lord and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord all the days of our lives. Here we are not necessarily meaning to be in church, but to be in God's presence. To live daily in God's presence, to look daily deeply into the Lord's face, is a way of life that helps us to face any situation that we may meet. And how best can we do that? Well, I suggest that the best way is through reading the Bible and reflecting and meditating who Jesus is, who God is, what he's done, what he can do. And through our meditation and our prayer, building a stronghold, a hiding place for ourselves as we understand his great love and his power more and more. The second part of the psalm is verses 7 to 12. David speaks to God in prayer. He sounds very alone and vulnerable. He calls on the Lord to hear his prayer and to be gracious to him. He speaks from his heart, and his heart tells him to seek God's face. That's because his knowledge of the Lord reminds him that God will help him and will never forsake him. It's important for us too to be totally honest with the Lord in our prayers and our thoughts. And we can open our hearts without fearing rejection because his love seeks to heal and to make whole, not to punish or reject. Yes, we may have to live with consequences of our actions and even the actions of others. But when we trust God and seek his face, he will hold us in the palm of his hand and gently lead us all our days. I often think it must be difficult for, or how difficult it must be for people who have had a traumatic childhood experience with a parent to see God as a loving father who can be trusted completely. But here in verse 10, David speaks to all those who have had sad experiences of being forsaken or rejected. Broken homes, differences of belief, addiction to drugs or alcohol, physical and psychological abuse can leave children crippled by loss, the pain of which often lingers into adulthood. David assures us, all of us, that God will fill the emptiness and heal the hurt that we as children or adults have experienced. His love is sufficient for all our needs. And then we have the final two verses, verses 13 and 14. Here in verse 13, we see a return to God's, to David's confidence that whatever difficult time he is going through in his life, the Lord will see him through it. And we too can be confident that when we are afraid, if we put out our hand in the Lord's, he will see us through the darkest fear. But we are reminded in verse 14 that we may have to wait on the Lord. David knew from experience what it meant to wait on the Lord. He had been anointed as king when he was about the age of 16, but he didn't actually become king or begin his reign until he was 30. During that time, he was chased through the desert by a jealous King Saul, and he had to wait on God for the fulfillment of his promise to reign. Later, he faced treachery and was pursued by his rebellious son Absalom. Again, he had to run and hide and wait on the Lord. Now, trust me, waiting on God is not easy. Often it seems that he isn't answering our prayers or understanding the urgency of our situation. But here in Psalm 27, we are encouraged to trust, to be strong, and to have the courage to wait. We can use that time wastefully by being anxious or frustrated, or turning away from the Lord's way and doing our own thing. Or we can make good use of our waiting time by seeking to discover what God may be trying to teach us as we wait for him to act on our behalf or to speak to us. Psalm 27 is an uplifting psalm which reminds us of how wide and long and high and deep the love of God is and how safe we are in his hands. Let us pray. Lord God, help us so to come to know you that in all of life's circumstances we can say with confidence, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Help me, Lord, to live this day quietly, easily, to lean upon your great strength, trustfully, restfully, to wait for the unfolding of your will, patiently, serenely, to meet others peacefully, joyously, to face tomorrow confidently and courageously. Amen.